Muncy. No, it's not Wehner. It's actually Maxwell coming from the other direction, a little bit of that counter misdirection type run that is going to help loosen up this tough Cassidy defense.
Single wing to the right, and a direct snap to Clancy again. He's going to keep it for himself. He has the first down, and he drags Luke Stern all the way out to the 45-yard line for a 6 or maybe even 7 yard gain, and move the chains for the Bad Axe Hatches as they're inside Cassidy territory, 45 yards away from the end zone. It's 28-8 Cassidy, 7 minutes and 15 seconds left in the third quarter.
Bad Axe has been able to stifle that Cassidy defense. You see running backs and receivers and ends crossing each other all the time. Clancy takes a high snap, fakes a handoff, one direction to the right, one to the left before he spins around and takes it up the field himself. Again, a lot of confusion. Bad Axe able to fool the Cassidy defense. Not here, though, Clark, as Ryan Wehner takes the direct snap. Almost an old Florida Gator play where they snap it to the quarterback, and he just follows a whole slew of blockers right up the middle. Goes absolutely nowhere. Stopped on a scrimmage.
Second down and maybe even a loss in the play. They're still at the 49-yard line. First down marker is at the 35. 6:35 left in the first, in the third quarter. 28-8 Cassidy. Bad Axe on offense. The first drive of this third quarter was Cassidy being stopped on fourth down at the Bad Axe 44-yard line. Second down, 11, working off the left hash at the Cassidy 46-yard line. It's a direct snap to Jack Clancy, and Cassidy's there to meet him in the backfield for a loss of a yard. And that was number 33, Noah Zaleski, with the tackle for a loss. It's a second down and 13 for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Very impressive as Zaleski comes into this game to replace Nick Perry. And offensively, not so much pressure, but when you slide into the middle linebacker position, you're the leader of this defense. You are the shortstop, so to speak, and he's made a couple nice plays in this drive. We're going to continue to watch him because he's crucial for that Cassidy defense. He's the one that's going to read the plays and try to fill the gaps and stop the guys like Clancy and Wehner on the run.
Into Wehner, throwing it downfield on the far sideline, and this one was nearly the receiver closest was actually a white jersey, Brendan Hamilton, as Maxwell streaking down the near sideline. This one was not close to him, though. Brings up a fourth down and 13 for the Hatchets at the Cassidy 48-yard line.
As promised, I was keeping an eye on Noah Zaleski, and he brings it all out blitz and provides the pressure on the quarterback, Wehner, as it forced him to maybe angle that ball a little higher into the air. It floats on him just enough where it goes over the very tall Austin Mozak receiver and falls harmlessly to the ground, as Bad Axe probably going to punt the ball away now.
Into the hands of Wehner, and he pooch punts this one away, and it bounces at the 21-yard line, and it's going to actually have a little backspin, much like his father's chip shot, and it's out to the 22-yard line. First and 10 for the Cassidy Redhawks with 5:29 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, didn't quite get off to the side enough to create that top spin, and absolutely looked like a crisp wedge shot onto the green that spins right back right to your ball, Mark Clark. It's an excellent kick there, but no return for Cassidy as they make a defensive stop and take over the football here in the middle of the third quarter.
5:29 left in the third quarter, 28-8 Cassidy with a 20-point lead as the third quarter about halfway through. Sanning Cuthrell with his marching orders breaks the huddle. Nick Perry, last drive, went out with an ankle injury. Looks like a recurring injury from last week against Lakers. And it's going to be a handoff up the gut, actually a sweep out to the left, but actually no one knows exactly where it was. And when all's finally said and done, is out to the 27-yard line.
Luke Stern on the carry as he's from that left end spot of the wing tee, takes it up the field and actually shed a couple tackles on the way out. And I guess what looked like from no gain all the way for maybe 4, even 5 yards according to that spot.
Second down, 5 yards to go from the 27-yard line. Left or right across your radio, the Cassidy Redhawks on offense. And off to number 5, Luke Stern gets out just shy of the 30-yard line for about a 2-yard gain. Bad Axe front line starting to move to the ball right at that right hash.
Yeah. All the way across to the left side, using Zaleski and Hamilton as lead blockers, was able to get a couple more yards there. Third down and 3 for Cassidy.
Cassidy trying to convert on third down. 4 minutes, 18 seconds left in the third. And there's a little bit of a fumble on it. Sandy Cathrell has to scoop it up, and Bad Axe blasts through the line and brings down Sandy Cathrell at the 25-yard line. They're going to say forward progress has him stopped at the 27-yard line. That would be Blake Collins blasting through the line. Fourth down, 6 yards to go.
Another bad exchange there. Center to quarterback snap. Just that ball hits the turf, and Cathrell does a nice job to recover it. But those are plays on crucial third downs. You got to have. You can't make those mistakes. And now Beecher will come on to punt it away for Cass City as Bad Axe makes yet another stop in this game, especially in the second half.
Cass City with a total of 5 yards in this drive as the punt's away. Nice-looking punt from Cass City. Comes into the 43-yard line as a fair catch into Jack Clancy. And it'll be first and 10 for the Bad Axe Hatches as they trail by 20 points, 28-8, with what I do believe is 3 minutes and 34 seconds left in the third quarter.
Are you sure?
I do not know. It's good to be sure, though.
I cannot tell either. That darn ball is really killing me here. I can't follow it.
We've had 3 drives in this second half already. It started out with the Cass City turnover of downs, a Bad Axe punt, and now a Cass City punt after holding the ball for just shy of 2 minutes. Minute 55 and 5 yards in that drive.
What's good to see here for Cass City, though, I'm surprised to see him in the game. Nick Perry checking back into the game and is going to play linebacker on this series for Cass City.
And direct snap to Jack Clancy. He breaks free. He has room to run. He's across midfield and very close to the first down marker. And they're going to mark him down at roughly about the 47-yard line. This one is going to be very close to the first down stick. 3 minutes, 20 seconds left in the third quarter. 28-8. Cass City leading. No word yet from the officials. Looks like they're going to say it's shy by about less than a yard. Second down. 1 to go for the Bad Axe Hatchets inside Cass City territory.
A lot of this offense is going to manipulate that middle linebacker. That time the snap goes to Clancy. He runs read option with Ryan Wehner to the right. Keeps it himself because the middle linebacker bit on the run action, and it was a big gain for Clancy up the middle.
Wehner going for the first down around the left end of the defense, and he gets the first down. He's all the way down to the 45-yard line, a gain of 3. As Cass City's Hunter Vaughn brings him down. First down and 10 for the Hatchets at the Cass City 45-yard line. 2 minutes, 50 seconds left in the third.
And bring on the rain, Clark. Here it comes yet again. But a nice run there by Ryan Wehner on a play that looked like was going nowhere. He's able to fight his way forward for a couple yards and get a new set of downs for the Hatchets.
28-8, Cass City leads. Bad Axe on offense for the second time in this half. Direct snap to Clancy, hands it off to Wehner, going around the right side. He has room to run and is brought down in the 43-yard line in stride as an open field tackle by Cass City.
Quarterback Santa Cathrell coming from that deep safety spot, reading the play from back there. Quarterback himself and gets all the way up to the line of scrimmage and makes a tackle after about a 4-yard gain, but a nice play by him. Otherwise, Ryan Wehner has a really, really good gain ahead of him, but stopped after just 4 yards after that great tackle.
Second down, 7 yards to go from the 42-yard line of Cass City. Working off the right hash in rainy conditions in Bad Axe. At the 40-yard line, they may say forward progress has him somewhere between the 40 and 41-yard line. Shy of the first down marker by about 5 yards. Third down, 5 to go. Tackle's made by Cass City's Dalton Powell. He's a senior.
Clark, at the end of the third quarter, the Ubley Bearcats lead Sandusky 20-6. Also looks like in the second quarter, Harbor Beach leads Memphis 51-6.
Not too bad there. That's kind of to be expected, though.
Bad Axe back under center. Single back, single wing to the right.
Direct snap to Clancy. He's out for the running. Close to the first down marker. Shy by about a yard all the way down to about the 36-yard line. Need to get to the 35. As wasted no time getting out of that backfield. A 4-yard gain for Clancy with 50 seconds left in this third quarter. 20-point ball game still 28-8. No score yet in the second half. Fourth down, 1 yard to go.
And same thing here for Bad Axe. You're going to see either Wehner, probably Clancy, though, take the snap and go straight ahead if possible. That's been their best asset on this drive.
And we have flags flying as Bad Axe went for the hard count. And Cassidy jumped on it, and this is going to give them more than likely a new set of downs.
Number 51, Connor Sines, was the first one I saw.
Encroachment defense, 5 yards. results in a first down.
There you have it. So new